Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 14th to the 20th, 2010. While U.S. Secretary of State announces that Palestinians and Israelis will resume direct peace talks soon, Israeli military invades several areas in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and abduct civilians, and settlers' harassment of Palestinian civilians continue. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. The details with IMEMC's Jinka Soderberg.
This week, anti-wall protests were organized in the villages of Belayin and Nailin in the central West Bank, and the villages of Al-Walaja and Al-Masara in the southern West Bank. The Israeli military attacked the weekly anti-wall protest in the central West Bank village of Belayin on Friday. Villagers, along with international and Israeli supporters, marched from the village to the wall that separates villagers from their land. People demanded the prosecution of Eden Abergil, an Israeli soldier who published photos on Facebook showing her abusing Palestinian detainees. As soon as the protest reached the gate in the wall, Israeli troops stationed there fired sound and tear gas bombs at the unarmed civilians. Haytham Al-Khatib, a local journalist, suffered minor injuries when troops attempted to arrest him. International activist Evie and Israeli activist David were arrested by Israeli troops during the nonviolent demonstration. Their current whereabouts are unknown. Clashes between local stone-throwing youth and the army continued for hours when the Israeli military attempted to advance into the village. In the village of Nailin, villagers held midday prayers on their lands near the Israeli annexation wall. Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and sound bombs at them. The protest ended shortly after that. No injuries were reported. Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers of Al-Masara near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem to protest the Israeli wall on Friday. Villagers and their supporters marched after the midday prayers and headed toward the land that Israel is planning to take over to build the wall. The land in question belongs to farmers living in Al-Masara. People carried the photos of the Israeli soldier abusing Palestinian detainees, which appeared on Facebook this week. Israeli soldiers stopped the protesters at the entrance of the village and used tear gas and sound bombs to force people back. A number of civilians were treated for tear gas inhalation. The protest ended shortly after that. Villagers of Al-Walaja near Jerusalem also protested on Friday against the Israeli wall being built on their lands. People marched across the village, then reached the completed section of the wall. Organizers delivered a number of speeches and ended the protest without any clashes with Israeli soldiers, who kept their distance and did not interfere with the protest. For IMEMC.org, this is Jinka Soderberg reporting.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Washington will announce this week that both Israel and the Palestinians will resume the direct peace talks. Meanwhile, rival Palestinian parties Hamas and Fatah are refreshing efforts to reach a unity deal. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the details.
According to New York Times, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is set to announce that both Palestinians and Israelis will resume direct talks by the end of this month. The paper also reports that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to necessarily reach some sort of an agreement within 1 year from now. Palestinians and Israelis have stopped their peace talks since August 2008. Since then, Palestinians have been demanding a complete halt of Israeli settlement activities before peace negotiations are resumed. Next month, Israel is expected to lift a 9-month-long temporary ban on settlements building that would exclude major settlement blocks on the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. On the internal level, Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas met in Gaza with some Fatah representatives. The meeting came on the sideline of a morning ceremony for a former PA security official. Haniyeh invited the delegation for discussions. Sahar Pseiso, member of the delegation, was quoted as saying that signing the Egyptian-produced conciliation paper is not an ultimate goal in itself. What is rather needed is that both Hamas and Fatah should have a unified political agenda. The Islamist Hamas took over Gaza in June 2007 after ousting Fatah-linked security forces from the region. Fatah Party is the leading faction of Palestine Liberation Organization and being led by the Western-backed President Mahmoud Abbas. Hamas has shunned peace talks with Israel until Israel stops settlements construction in the West Bank, lifts the Gaza blockade, and ends occupation of Palestinian territories once and for all. Rami Al-Mighari, IAMMCEDAR.org, Gaza.
This week, Israeli military attacks on Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza left one fighter killed and a civilian injured. IMMC's Dina Awad has more.
The Palestinian Center for Human Rights said in its weekly report that over the last week, the Israeli military conducted 21 incursions into various areas in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these incursions, Israeli troops killed one Palestinian, wounded two people, and abducted 14. Palestinian media sources said that the Palestinian who was killed was a member of an armed resistance group in the Gaza Strip. The two people wounded by Israeli troops this week were an Israeli human rights activist who was at a protest in the West Bank and a Palestinian worker in Gaza who got too close to the border with Israel. In the West Bank Thursday night, a group of Palestinians allegedly tried to blow a hole in the Israeli annexation wall near Ramallah. Loud explosions and gunshots were being heard near the annexation wall near Qalandia refugee camp near Ramallah Thursday near midnight. Israeli media sources reported that Palestinians set some tires on fire and put a gas container near the wall, causing an explosion near the wall. The wall sustained some damage but was not broken by the explosion. Israeli settlers continued their expansion of settlements onto Palestinian land this week, and Israeli settlers also attacked Palestinians on a number of occasions. This past weekend, the Israeli military demolished five Palestinian-owned shops located on a major West Bank highway that Israel has attempted to take over for use by settlers only. The owner of the shops, Tahsin Mansour, said that he was not given any notice or a demolition order by the Israeli troops before his stores were taken by military force and destroyed. On Sunday, settlers from Tel Romeda settlement inside Hebron in the southern West Bank assaulted a 10-year-old girl near the old city of Hebron. According to eyewitnesses, 10-year-old Inas Mazen Qaqour was playing in the neighborhood when a group of extreme settlers violently attacked her and began to beat her without any provocation. The child was admitted on Sunday at night to the Hebron Governmental Hospital, suffering from a concussion and bruises all over her body. On Monday, a group of armed Jewish settlers uprooted more than 200